We are in troubled times. We are uncertain of what may happen in the next few months. We read a lot of information about the virus, vaccine, the recent political goings-on of the protests, the economy, unemployment, and world politics. Then we read conspiracy theories, and then we read or listen to opinions of celebrities and opinion writers. Then we try to connect everything, and what we have is uncertainty, confusion, and fear. In the first reading, Jeremiah was in a much worse situation than what we are now going through. The northern kingdom of Israel has collapsed, and nearby kingdoms, one after the other, has set its sights on Judah. Jeremiah was calling on the people to repent and to live authentic lives according to the tradition of Judaism, because if not, then Judah will meet the same fate as the northern kingdom. They will fall. But he was met with dismay and violence. He cannot even trust his own friends. He feared for his life. He was stressed out, but he needed to deliver the message from God to his people, which he did. Jeremiah, no matter the trouble and violence he faced and the suffering he experienced, he never wavered in his faith in God. In the gospel, Matthew says, "Fear no one, do not be afraid. If God can take care of birds, why won't God take care of us? We are so afraid of what could happen to our health. We are so afraid of what could happen to our finances. We are so afraid of what could happen to the country." But Matthew says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell, Gehenna." Matthew is telling us to be only afraid of what may happen to our souls, of what could happen to us in the afterlife. The Jews believed that everyone is an important part of a whole. So each person is an important part of the community. So that when an individual does something wrong, it affects the whole community. So Adam's sin created a chain reaction of bad things. Before Adam's sin, there was no death because it was paradise. But because of Adam's sin, death came into the world, affecting not just Adam, but everyone else, including the rest of humanity that was to come. Thus, death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned, Paul writes. But here comes the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who, by dying on the cross, has redeemed us. Paul writes, "The gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many." There is that gift of Jesus Christ which has been given to man, that has been given to us. This gift has been given to us so that we may have life. Life here in this world, but far more important is life in Jesus for all eternity. It is how we use this gift in this world that will determine if we are worthy for that life in eternity. As we face these turbulent times, we are encouraged not to be afraid of what may and could happen to us. Then we should also remember that we are part of a community. We are part of a society. We are part of a nation. And we can stop these turbulent things that are happening by living out the gift that Jesus has given us. It means that hatred should stop when it reaches us. We should not pass it on. That bad things happening around should stop when it reaches us. What we can only pass on is the gift of love of Jesus. Then we will be able to stop these bad things happening around us. And most importantly, we will have eternal life. As we continue with the Mass, we pray through the intercession of the Virgin Mary that we should never be afraid of what could hurt us, and that we be able to live manifesting that gracious gift of love that Jesus has given us.